USA Radio News.
Voters in Georgia will head to the polls Tuesday to decide the runoff election in the state's Senate race. Recent polling shows Democratic Senator Raphael Warnock has a narrow lead over Republican challenger Herschel Walker. Early voting wrapped up in Georgia over the weekend, with more than 350,000 people casting their ballots on Friday alone. A Republican senator isn't mincing her words about Democrats' decision to move the first-in-the-nation caucus from Iowa to South Carolina. Appearing on Fox News Sunday, Iowa Senator Joni Ernst said Democrats gave the Midwest the, quote, middle finger, end quote, with the move. The DNC said they will make the change due to a lack of diversity in Iowa, as well as South Carolina's role in turning around President Biden's 2020 campaign. Back in Washington, the highest court in the land is hearing a case about discrimination, where the company owner argues she will serve anyone, just not any topic.
The web designer who's opposed to creating wedding websites for same-sex couples because it's a conflict of her religious beliefs. Lori Smith is at the center of this case. She spoke after oral arguments on Fox News.
The right to speak freely is guaranteed to each and every one of us, and a win for me is a win for everybody.
The court is expected to issue a decision on the case at some point before its term wraps up in June. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
And Monday Night Football sees the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, who are leading the NFC South currently with a 5-6 record, face off against the New Orleans Saints. This is USA Radio News.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Mike Campbell here, serial entrepreneur. Let's make sure your current payroll provider isn't overcharging you, shall we? First, go to your payroll provider's website to see what you're currently paying. Oh, what's that? You can't clearly see your pricing because your vendor is running a temporary sale or making you call for a free quote? That's unfortunate. If you go to PatriotSoftware.com, you will instantly see our payroll pricing for companies with 1 to 100 employees. Well, there you go. At least now you know what you should be paying for payroll. Go to PatriotSoftware.com. Use promo code RADIO and get 2 months of payroll processing free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Twitter's CEO Elon Musk is doing what he can to restore people's faith in the social media company.
Saying transparency is a must at Twitter before trust can begin, new CEO Elon Musk has given official Twitter documents to the media that exposes the federal government and Twitter executives would meet weekly to discuss narratives and what information should be censored from the American people. What makes this especially compromising is it happened during a presidential election. Mr. Musk on Saturday explained his position.
I mean, the idea here is simply to come clean on everything that has happened in the past in order to have a, you know, build public trust for the future. I think there will be more smoking guns, because the obvious next question is, well, what happened after the election? That's probably the right thing for episode two, is what happened after the election.
From the West Coast, USA, Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
A 77-year-old Colorado woman is suing a police detective who ordered a SWAT raid on her house. Apple's Find Me app falsely located several stolen items, including firearms, at her Denver home. The lawsuit filed by lawyers with the ACLU of Colorado alleges that detectives illegally issued a warrant for a raid on her house. A lawsuit is being filed by Taylor Swift fans against Live Nation over the mishandling of the pop star's ticket sale for her upcoming shows. The complaint was filed in a Los Angeles court against the ticket company. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
David was in big trouble with the IRS.
At first, I didn't owe that much, but after this year, it was out of control.
Then David called Get a Tax Lawyer.
Right away, they were like, oh yeah, looks like you're qualified to save.
Get a Tax Lawyer went to work.
Should have called way sooner.
Get a Tax Lawyer has helped thousands like David fight the IRS and get a fresh start.
Call 800-745-3070. That's 800-745-3070.